Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/letstalk.
All right, y'all. Hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today? Happy Friday to you. That's right, it's Friday, y'all, the last day of the work week. And I want to say hello, hello, hello. All right, all right, all right. You're going to learn today. All right, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And man, it's Freedom Friday. You know what that means, huh? You know what that means? That means you, the caller, the listener, you determine what the topic is today. I haven't even prepared anything to get started on because I want to hear what you have on your mind today. You know, I've been kind of controlling the conversation all week, so today is your day. That's right. So if you want to tell me what's on your mind and something you want to discuss, no problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. You email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter at driven4life62, or you can join us in the chat room where the conversation is always busy and going on. And that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And those are all the ways you can participate, and I'll be more than happy to hear from you, each and every one of you. And, you know, it's the reason why I like hearing from y'all. It really is. Because you know what? Y'all make some things happen. Now, I'm telling you, man, y'all really do it. So I want to say, bring it to me. Bring it to me. Because, you know, I do want to hear what's on your mind today. Because I say, I didn't really prepare anything. You know, that way that keeps me in line. Keeps me from doing some things there. But, hey, it's on you today. I'm telling you. You know, weather pretty good, a little rainy, but, you know, in the mid-50s. But it's okay because there's no wind. As long as there's no wind, it's manageable. I hate to say it like that, but that is so true, so true. All right. And on board with me, I got, of course, got my man with me, my co-host, Cloud Nation Radio. What's going on, Cloud? How you doing today, brother?
Oh, man, doing pretty good. No complaints. Excited about some of them awesome stuff happening in Cuba. Not so much about the news necessarily, but some of the things that have been happening in Cuba. I'm preparing myself to go that way after Puerto Rico, so I'm excited.
Well, okay. I must admit, I haven't done my research on Cuba and what this deal is all about. So I you know, I'll take a brain check on that. But you know, this weekend I'll be looking into it, don't you? Because I want to know. You know, I want to know is what's the economic benefit for us, if there is an economic benefit, or is this just another part of the old immigration ploy? You know, to bring some more individuals in. You know, to say, okay, we got some more voters. You know what I mean? You know how they play that game. So. Especially after the recent beating they took in, you know, in this last midterm election. So, I mean, I know some people say, well, you know, that's kind of skeptical, Mr. Talk. But you have to look at it that way. You know what I mean? You know, you have to really look at it because somebody's looking at it that way. You know, it's just interesting that all this is going on, number one, while Congress is out on their Christmas break. Number two, a couple of days before the president get ready to go to Hawaii on his Christmas break? I don't know, man. It sounds a little shady to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'm not so much about the news, you know, and of what the United States is doing necessarily is what's exciting about Cuba to me. But what's exciting to me about Cuba is pretty much some of the stuff that they've been doing for years. You know, Cuba is one of the best places to get medical education, and they actually have a top tier level education system in place where you can go where many of us have gone, whether you, particularly from Sierra Leone and the U.S., people have, you know, a lot of our people have gone over there and received their degrees for free. And they have some great programs for those who are participating or interested in going into the medical field, being doctors and so on. It's a very good place. I highly recommend it if you are interested in pursuing, you know, your doctor degree in the medical profession. It's a great place to offset that the debt that you would incur right here at home, and you could bypass that for free. So it's a lot of great stuff. And yes, there are some awesome economic benefits for doing business in Cuba as well. I still don't know everything regarding what the president stated and everything, but I was just excited about some of the phenomenal things that's actually been happening in there that predated the news. I don't know what to call it, but the announcement.
Okay. All right, so I understand that. You know, you're looking at the opportunities that this new alliance can bring forth for a lot of individuals that are having trouble getting education, a quality education, you know,
exactly,
without actually going into the poorhouse. So this may be another option that they have to, you know, go to Cuba and do whatever you have to do and get that education and come on back and put it to use. So I can see your point where, you know, it may actually help the community, you know. So I'm with you, man. I got you. I got you. Oh, Lord. You know, I'm telling you, it's a whole lot of stuff going on. You know, and I guess I'm a little skeptical about it also because, you know, with this thing with North Korea hacking Sony movies and threatening them and having Sony pull movies and say they're not playing it and things of that nature, not even come out with another request, you know, telling them they can play the movie but they can't show certain scenes. And, I mean, just let's really look at that. If somebody, a foreign country, can do that to a company here in America, you know, that doesn't bode too well for us, don't you think? You know, that don't look good on our resume.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I say absolutely. I'm in agreement with you.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, man. This is crazy. And here's some of the things. Let's see. The FBI's announcement that North Korea is responsible for the attack on Sony Pictures is confirmation that we suspected to be the case, that cyber terrorists bent on wreaking havoc have violated a major company to steal personal information, company secrets, and threaten the American public. Let's see. The full text of the Pastebin posting read, "This is GOP. You have suffered through enough threats. We lift the ban. The interview may release now, but be careful. September 11 may happen again if you don't comply with the rules. Rule number one, no death scene of Kim Jong-un being too happy. Rule number two, do not test us again. Rule number three, if you make anything else, we will be here ready to fight." You hear that? Telling us what to do, but I'm telling you. And then to top it off, you know, I guess that you can say, okay, but, you know, the emails that were have been, you know, release from Sony executives to one another, you know, if this wasn't bad enough, you know, that really made it bad. So I don't know what this is all about, man, but yeah, I don't know. It's kind of suspicious to me. You're going to have to take a look at it and see what the heck is going on, because I know something going on. Something is going on, but who knows? We may get to that in a little while. Also, now, I know some of y'all not going to remember I said this, but I told y'all when we started sending troops back to Iraq, you know, they keep saying it's just an advisory and we training. Yeah, okay. Well, there's another 1,500 troops getting ready to go back at the end of January. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Yep. And 1,000 soldiers from the Army's 82nd Airborne Division will begin to deploy to Iraq in late January. Now, I may be crazy, but I'm that crazy. You know, that's a whole lot of soldiers up in there just to be training and what have you. You know, and there's 300 troops that are deploying in the same time frame from like the Air Force, the Navy, and things like that. Now, if you know anything about military operations, you say, why are they sending Air Force people over there? I'm going to tell you why they send Air Force people over there. Air Force individuals, they have spotters. You know, if y'all know what spotter is, they go behind the lines or they, you know, and you know, they like Delta Force, they sneak behind the line and they mark targets for airstrikes. I'm just telling you, man. I'm just putting it out there. Y'all don't have to believe me, but I'm just telling you. Okay? And it's going to be more. There's going to be more. I guarantee it. But they're going to keep putting it under the guise of disguise of advisors, you know, trainers, and things of that nature. Watch and see now. Watch and see. Now, I'm just telling you. I told you it was going to build up before, and they sure doing it nice and easy. And don't forget, we already have soldiers over there in Africa. You know, once they get through that 21-day quarantine, Ebola quarantine, and found they are not, you know, infected, don't be surprised some of them easing on over into Iraq as well. Jordan, you know, Syria. I'm just putting it out there, man. Don't know. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not saying it's true, but I'm telling you the from what I'm looking at right now, it's close to being reality. That's all I'm saying. Y'all don't have to listen to me, though. I'm gonna, you don't have to listen to me. I'm just saying. All right. So, and like I always say, man, look, what it is on top necessarily is not what it is on the bottom. And the bottom is what usually you need to be paying attention to.